Last week, we were telling you about a part of a plan to make a busy road in Guildford safer for cyclists and walkers is being reviewed due to concerns over its design. Proposals were drawn up for work on the A3100 between New Inn Lane roundabout and York Road crossroads to be carried out in three phases. Basically, it's the road that goes past the Aldi in Burpham. I'm going to bring in Terry Newman, chair of the London Road Action Group. Terry, hello.
Hello, good morning, James. An interesting segue on this because the previous item I was listening to was about how we could save money in public services. And we've spent a year getting to the conclusion that all the time that we've spent on finding out that the York Road to Box Grove didn't work, that it might have been decided a little bit sooner, because that was certainly what the residents recognised.
Now, tell me about your group. You're not a campaign group. You're calling yourself a communication group.
Yeah, after the debacle of the initial attempt to push through the first part of the scheme, the local residents, schools, businesses, transport people all got together and said, look, we need to know what's going on, which we didn't before. And so I picked up the chairmanship of that. And my role has been simply to find out as much information as possible and to allow the public to hear about it so that they could make the decision when Surrey eventually asked them. And I have to say that it's been quite a journey, because there has been an element that Surrey County Council have been very reluctant to release information and to give public the full story. In fact, they have misled the public on a couple of occasions. They published, when they announced their engagement period, a letter which said the road width would stay the same. That's patently not correct.
You also think the survey that they carried out was biased in favour of the scheme?
Well, the questions were more about the principle than the detail. Principles which, when you ask a question, wouldn't it be nice to make it safer for cyclists, and I'm paraphrasing there, then the answer has to be yes, of course. But if it brings about a lot more hazard for all users of the space, then maybe it doesn't work. And I think the people who back it, the Active Travel England, recognise that there are an awful lot of limitations when the highway space that's available is just not adequate to do a best practice style of work. The whole of the design has been done to absolute minimum standards rather than to recommended standards. And recently, Active Travel England have published in February of this year a document called a route check manual, where they have the inspectorate has a look at all the schemes. And one of the first policy they state is, are cyclists and pedestrians kept separate? And obviously, in the section that it's under review, 45% of it, they're not.
I'm not seeing that report, so I can't come back to you on that. But
it's online.
I'm taking your word for it, but I haven't seen it. So, but I'm interested to know. What's your response to what you heard Tim Oliver say in that bit of audio? They're not going to impose a scheme on local people if most people don't want it.
Well, I think that we have to congratulate him as being the one voice at Surrey County Council who's seen both sides of the argument. A lot of the work that has gone on has been very much promoting the scheme. Everything was glossy brochure, and it was London Road Action Group's job to make sure that the whole picture was put out. In fact, one of the interesting things that happened was that the initiation online for the survey didn't have any decent frequently asked questions. We published them on our website, and lo and behold, they were copied and pasted into Surrey County Council's. They weren't the questions that the public ought to have answered. The other thing about the survey was that at the outset, there was no indication of traffic modelling. It eventually appeared after 4 weeks. And the first thing that came out of it was congestion will be caused and people will have to find rat runs to get round it.
Terry, where do you go from now? Because I suppose this isn't all over yet. What's next?
Well, there is the indication that there will be an independent review. I hope it's by Active Travel England of the current scheme, just to see whether it fits. They maintain that they are not going to make a statement of yes or no. But again, I have to congratulate Tim Oliver as taking a two-sided view and understanding that, as he said, that if it's not going to work properly and it's not going to be of huge benefit, and a lot of the residents don't feel that, then there's no point in proceeding. So we just sit back and wait to see what the outcome of that is. There's been another sort of issue where we were not given the full information. We've asked way back to see if we could have sight of the road safety audits that took place. And just recently, a Freedom of Information came back and said, no, it's not in the public interest to let you see these until they're complete.
Well, there we go. You can bash your head. So how many emails a day are you getting on this, Terry?
I don't know about how many a day. I've been doing this job now since, about 15 months. And I was just tidying up my inbox. And there's 5,000 emails plus in my inbox on the subject.
Crikey. Well, look, we'll return to this when we know more. Chair of the London Road Action Group.